This is KUT. The Austin City Council has approved a plan aimed at eliminating deaths and serious injuries on the city's roads by the year 2025. KUT's Matt Largy reports on the so-called Vision Zero plan.
Vision Zero is based on a philosophy developed in Sweden in the 1990s. The idea is to treat traffic crashes like smoking, basically as a public health problem that can be prevented. Last year, Austin had its highest number of traffic deaths ever at 102. In the years since Sweden established its Vision Zero plan, the country's cut its traffic death rate in half. Not exactly zero, but progress. Lauren Cresswell with the community group Vision Zero ATX says actually getting to zero isn't the whole point.
Setting the vision and the goal at zero simply symbolizes a mindset. And that mindset is that no death on our street or our roadway is acceptable.
There are essentially three pillars to the Vision Zero plan: education, enforcement, and engineering. Education includes things like campaigns against distracted or drunk driving. Enforcement means more police officers enforcing existing traffic laws. And engineering, changing road design to make them safer or reduce speeds. In the Swedish plan, engineering is the main focus, but not everyone agrees engineering is the answer. Dan Kallestrad is a member of the city's Urban Transportation Commission. He told council last night that many deaths are the result of criminal activity, like drinking and driving.
The notion that requiring 10 years to redesign all our streets with a higher safety factor is cheaper than buying a few more policemen, judges, and jails to stop and deter criminal activity borders on ridiculous.
The council approved the plan on a 7-1 vote, with three council members absent or abstaining. But there are still details to be worked out. The price tag for the Vision Zero plan's dozens of recommendations runs into the millions, and no funding has yet been identified. Miller Nuttle, a member of the Vision Zero task force, urged the council to think of Thursday's vote as a first step.
I was on the phone with some Vision Zero advocates from New York City today who have a pretty tremendous Vision Zero plan, but the fight they're fighting right now is to get funding to actualize the values in that plan on the street in the form of sidewalks and better crosswalks and bike lanes and trails.
Last week, KUT took a deep look at Austin's traffic death problem and the Vision Zero plan in our Road to Zero series. You can find those stories at roadtozero.kut.org. Matt Largy, KUT News.